Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, A New Covenant, Hebrews 8, already in progress.
And he says in Ezekiel 11, 19, "And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and I will give them a heart of flesh." He said that in Ezekiel 11, 19. Then in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25, he said, "Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all of your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and I will cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. And you shall dwell in the land that I give you to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God." Do you know that's come to pass? We have that today. He has given that to us as His children. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Now, Jeremiah also prophesied about the new covenant in Jeremiah 31, 33. It's amazing what these Ezekiel, Jeremiah. Jeremiah says in verse 31, 33, "But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts, and I will write it in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." This has come to pass. Verse 34, "And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquities, and I will remember their sin no more." I'm glad of that, ain't you? I mean, I am grateful for those promises. But then Hebrews 8, here the writer is talking to the church. So the new covenant is for us, the church. In Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10, "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind, and I will write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people." We are His people. The church of the living God is His people, and He's living in us. Now then, in Romans chapter 5, verse 5, he says, "And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost." Now then, if you don't have the love of God in your heart and you can't love people, if you're mean and wicked and you're talking evil about people all the time, you need to ask the Lord to fill you with the Holy Spirit. Because without the Holy Ghost, you can't love your neighbor as yourself. Only the Holy Ghost can control you. I mean, just like the book of James, he said, no man can control the tongue. So if no man can control the tongue, then why try? You can't. But when you get the Holy Ghost, He can control the tongue. He can control what you say. And when you walk in the God kind of love, when you get the Holy Ghost in you, and He says in Romans 5, 5, "And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." Oh, if you really want that power, you be an obedient Christian, you love Him, you serve Him, you worship Him, because He said in the book of Acts, "I give the Holy Ghost to those that obey me." I mean, you know, if you got a real good gift and you want to give to your children, I mean, you know, you hate to be a respecter of persons, but if you had two sons or two daughters or whatever, two children, And one of them was totally mean and wicked, wouldn't do nothing you asked them to do, and spent every nickel foolishly, and couldn't hold on to a penny till you give them $1,000 a day, they're broke with another $1,000 spent behind it tomorrow. But the other one was a good manager, took care of it. If you were going to leave a will, would you leave equal amounts to both of those two children? I wouldn't. If that one that spent money foolishly and didn't do anything right, that didn't love me, that didn't show any respect to me, I certainly wouldn't leave them half of my will. You know? But now if they both loved me and both respected me, then I'd leave them equal parts. You think God's going to trust you with His power if He can't trust you to walk holy before Him? No. Absolutely not. You know, if you're going down here living like a heathen, you know, I mean, you know, if you can't tell you from the rest of the heathens on the street, you know, you're lying, cheating, and stealing, and doing the things, and you're telling the same dirty jokes, and you're looking at the same pornography at night that all the other guys come in, and you're all talking about this nonsense you see on the TV shows and all the junk of the world, and you don't ever talk about Jesus, it ain't going to do no good to pray for somebody when they need something, because God ain't going to answer your prayer. But if you're walking holy in obedience to His Word, and they say, oh, gosh, there's old David, that holy guy. That's all he talks about is Jesus. You know, don't stay too close to him because he won't tell dirty jokes with you like the rest of us. You know, he's one of them Jesus freaks, you know, one of them guys that, you know, they got a little something wrong up here, you know. But one day when they have a real need or they come down with cancer or sickness, they said, somebody said, you know, I went over to David's office and he prayed for me and I got well. The guy comes and said, David, could I talk to you a minute? Maybe you're as crazy as I thought you was. It's amazing, isn't it, whenever they have a need, they come to those men and women that they laughed at. But now then, this is a perfect time for us to show them the love of God, isn't it? Because God would forgive them, so we pray for them and we get them healed. And man, have I seen that happen a lot of times. It's wonderful to see the Lord do that. Then in Galatians chapter 5, verse 14, it says, for all the law is fulfilled in one word. Even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. That fulfills the law. So if you love, now if you don't know what love is, you need to turn to, not tonight, we're not going to teach this tonight, but if you don't know what love is, you can always turn to 1 Corinthians 13 and read the first 8 verses. And that's what love is. 1 Corinthians 13, the first 8 verses. That's where you find out what the God kind of love is. Somebody says, I could have never, no wise ever meet that criteria. Well, you need to get saved. If you get saved and the Holy Ghost is in there controlling you, then you can do that because the Holy Ghost, the love of God, which is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost so that we can love the brethren. So if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you can't do this. Then 1 John 3, verse 1. Awesome statements about love. 1 John 3, 1 says, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. I mean, in the Old Testament, we were slaves. When he come to the New Testament, when Jesus was here under the law, he had friends, but no children. But when he died on that cross and arose again from the dead, then we stepped into a world that no other people ever on this face of this earth has had the privilege to be. And that is to become children of the Most High God. That is a privilege. We speak that so flippantly, but that is so powerful. We are now children of the Most High God. And all the promises of God under the new covenant belong to you. And when you speak in His name, when you walk like He says, you can speak in His name and He'll do awesome things, won't He, Gloria? Woo, won't He do awesome things? I love to see these. I love to get these praise reports back that somebody said, I called and talked to Gloria in your ministry and she prayed for me and said, I never seen a woman so on fire for Jesus. I love it. And she prayed for me and this happened. Well, that girl walks holy before God. That's why she gets her prayers answered. She's a ball of fire. Now, everybody that's a Christian should desire to be just like Jesus. I started to say just like Gloria, but Gloria is desiring to be just like Jesus. And so you need to desire to be just like Jesus, but that's where she's going. You know, that's where we should be, right, Donna? We don't ever look to another human being except Jesus. We should be desiring to be just like our King. And I know that's what glorious desire is. But that's what all of us out at the Living Savior is desiring to do. We're all trying our best to be like Jesus. You know, now some of them out there is approaching near perfect, but I'm working on it. I'm kind of down, coming up the line. They have to keep slapping me on the backside to keep me straight. And I got so many ladies out there, they sure keep me straight. Me and Phil were the only two guys out there. Well, I'll take that back. Dave Rosenfeld, he's out there a lot too, but he's pretty good shape, you know, so. But anyway, these girls, they keep us straight. But 1 John 3:1, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not because it knew Him not. We are sons and daughters of the Most High God. When it becomes a revelation to you that you're a child of the King and all His promises and all His power is to His obedient children, when you get a hold of that, that's when you can reach up and grab a hold of that little girl or that old man. I think about this gentleman down here from south of Dallas here, Orville. Whenever Orville came to me, he was a truck driver. 7 years ago. And when he came that day to a healing school over in Hearst, he said, Thurman, I've heard about you. I'm a Southern Baptist. And I heard you're a Baptist. And so he said, I've got carpal tunnel so bad I can't squeeze the steering wheel of my truck. I'm a truck driver and said I'm having trouble passing the test to be able to drive the truck because I can't grip the steering wheel anymore because carpal tunnel's so bad. I said, well, let's come to the healing school and listen. And so at the intermission, he and his wife both had already realized they had sins they needed to get rid of. So they went outside at the intermission and got right with God. Then they came back in and listened to the next hour and a half. And then when I said, now who wants to be healed? He was the first one jumped up. He's a great big old guy. He jumped up and said, I want to be first. I said, what's wrong with you? He actually didn't hardly get out of the pew. He's just standing up there. He said, I got carpal tunnel now so bad I can't even close my fist. I just reached up. I said, you got your sins repented of? He said, yes. I reached up and grabbed them wrists. I said, you devil, hell, come out of him in the name of Jesus. I said, now Jesus Christ has healed him. He said, wow. It lit Orville's fire.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled A New Covenant, Hebrews 8, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.